collaborative.
Experimentation.
The next idea.
We need a participation revolution, and we need it fast.
You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Closing a school can be such a body blow to a neighborhood. We've seen it play out time and time again, especially in high poverty areas. A school closes, kids get shuffled around to some other school, and the neighborhood is left with a vacant building. Property values go down, crime often goes up, and families move out. Chris Lambert and his group, Life Remodeled, are determined that's not going to happen in one Detroit neighborhood. What they're going to do to the soon-to-be-moved Durfee Elementary and Middle School could be a template that could be used all through Michigan, especially as the state considers whether or not to shut down 38 struggling schools. Chris Lambert, good to have you back with us.
Great to be back on the radio with you.
Detroit Public Schools shut down 195 schools in under 15 years. Boy, and you drive around some of those neighborhoods, you really see a lot of emptiness, don't you?
Yes, and as you said earlier, so goes a school, so goes a neighborhood. We've seen it time in and time out, and that's why we're so focused on remodeling schools and providing better educational opportunities for kids.
And you've put a lot of money, Life Remodeled has, and money and effort into fixing up schools, some of which are now in danger of being closed. But you do a project a year, and I want to dig into this year's project, Durfee Elementary Middle School. What's happening there?
We are going to renovate that 90-year-old school building and turn it into what we're calling a community innovation center. And so the vision for this innovation center actually originally started with the principal of Central High School, which is the building right next to Durfee. And Central used to have about 4,000 students. Now they only have 366 enrolled in the school. So it's the first high school in Detroit, very rich history. And the building had about a $30 million makeover in 2006. So the principal originally wanted us to build the Community Innovation Center there at Central, but Detroit Public Schools Community District had a more innovative idea that they wanted to move all the kids from Durfee to Central, since Central has a better building and it's way under capacity. And they wanted us to build this Community Innovation Center over at Durfee.
So these elementary and middle school students at Durfee are basically moving next door to Central High School. So they're going to have a right from the littlest all the way to the end of high school in that building, right?
They're going to run a K through 12, and they're going to have various entrances and different floors for the kids so that it's a safe environment. But there are definitely a lot of positives to it.
And so here's this Durfee building that will become a community innovation center. What kind of innovation do you mean?
Well, there's really three core values that are driving our project right now, because Life Remodeled, what we're doing is we're leasing the space, we're building it out, but we're not going to run any programming in the space. And so we're recruiting tenants who believe in these three core values. Number one is entrepreneurism, second is education, and the third would be community. So when we talk about entrepreneurism as it relates to the Community Innovation Center, we want to bring in tenants who are going to be able to provide resources for aspiring entrepreneurs so that entrepreneurs can get access to not only office space, but free legal, marketing, accounting, access to capital, and then they can go launch their businesses in the local community and throughout Detroit. And then we want all our tenants to make a commitment to education so that they're pouring into the next generation, K through 12, right next door, but also to offer opportunities for the rest of Detroit Public Schools. And then, of course, we're looking for tenants who are going to be committed to community and building that camaraderie in the building and also engaging the community outside the building. So we're looking at potential programs like Junior Achievements BizTown, which is basically a 10,000-square-foot miniature city where fourth graders through sixth graders will come to this location. They'll learn how to run a company. They'll elect a mayor. They'll get paid money, like Monopoly money. They'll spend money, and they'll even get parking tickets if they're standing in the hallway too long. And that's just one of multiple types of programs and organizations that we're going to bring into this building. And one of our potential tenants is called the Empowerment Plan. That's an organization that actually makes coats that turn into sleeping bags for the homeless. But what really makes the story great is they hire women from homeless shelters and get them sustainable wages and into sustainable housing in the process. So we're going to be finding out exactly when our tenants are going to lock in their commitment, and then we'll build to suit.
So what I'm hearing is this isn't just activities and innovation aimed at youngsters. You're looking at a broad section of the community.
Yes, primarily it's going to be for kids, grades K through 12. For instance, there's a Tormina's Pizza that's going to give their license to their franchise for free to a Detroit owner who will in turn train Central High School students how to run that pizza shop. But we definitely want to have programming and opportunities for adults as well. And that's really where the entrepreneurism comes in. And there will be a recreation center, a coffee shop, a marketplace on the weekends. So we want it to be a one-stop shop that brings the generations together. But the main focus is kids and education.
For other areas and towns that could be facing schools that are going to be closed, what could a project like this mean in terms of keeping a neighborhood from being weakened by having a big, empty, unused school and grounds just sitting there?
Well, it's all about collaboration. And the way we're able to do what we do is through partnerships. You know, we're not an organization that tries to do everything. We really just try to stay in our lane. And what we're good at is finding out what are the needs and then who can help meet those needs. So we're basically a bridge that brings together a variety of organizations and all different kinds of industries, whether it's the corporate world, faith-based world, nonprofit, government. And I think that that position is just essential in any city or any town in Michigan, that somebody's playing that coordinator role. And also what we do is we organize the projects so that each entity can plug and play and not have to worry about red tape or it being slowed down or hindered by miscommunication. So streamlining those processes makes for a successful project.
You also, I know from talking with you about the work you do with Life Remodeled, these projects really are determined by the community's needs and what the community says it wants to see have happen there.
Correct. And this particular project is really a unique one because this one came straight from Detroit Public Schools Community District, and this is what they've asked for. And so we're delivering primarily for DPSCD and for the kids. And then we're adding on the community benefit as just a part of that's just who we are and that's just what we do. So not only are we working with the school system, but we're engaging community residents to really find out what do they want to see happen in this space. And job creation is the number one request.
Now, is the Durfee name going to continue on the Community Innovation Center, or will it have an all new name?
The Community Innovation Center itself, we're hoping that the community is going to come up with a name for that, and we're working through that process now. But when it comes to the name of the campus, Central Campus, DPSCD has not yet chosen how they're going to name the new consolidation of the school. But regardless, this Innovation Center will remain a part of the Central High School campus and in the branding and in the mission of Detroit Public Schools Community District.
And is it going to be good to go come fall?
It's going to be open come this fall, phase one, and then we will complete phase two by the fall of 2018. So at minimum, we're going to cut the ribbon this fall and have it open to kids and the community.
Chris Lambert is the founder and the CEO of Life Remodeled. This Detroit-based nonprofit invests about $5 million in cash, labor, and materials into one Detroit neighborhood every year. The project's determined by the community's needs and vision. Great innovation, and congratulations on this. And you'll have to let us know how everything comes together once that ribbon cutting happens in the fall.
Thank you to you and your listeners who have a passion for Detroit and the great state of Michigan.
Support for the next idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.